Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Michael Stollard is back. Michael has become a great member of our brain trust over the last dozen or so years. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, which is a book I helped him launch, and also a book called Connection Culture, which I also helped him launch. I'm very proud to say that. Mike is one of the guys who makes us think. He asks us hard questions about the way we behave, about the way we treat other people, about our leadership style, and he's taught us so much over the years, and we're very grateful for that. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you, as always.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things more and more people are doing, they're having to do, including me, when families get together, they're having to say, okay, give me your cell phone. I'm going to put it in this bowl. We're going to put it in the other room. Turn them off. Because when we have our meal, no phones at the table. Right, Mike?
Yes, it's becoming a big issue, you know, with young people, but also with adults. I think we'd be surprised to see how much time we spend in front of screens.
Well, no, there's no question. There's no question about it. No, we all have some level of issues. I mean, it's not uncommon for really respectful people to have a meal at a restaurant together, talking business, for everybody to lay their phones on the table.
Yeah, I've started putting it in my pocket, Jim. It's just too tempting.
I try. So. I do that too. But you see it, and it's gotten to where nobody gets mad. Of course, it also depends on what you do. You know,
right.
if you're having a. But anyway, that's off on another direction. Talk to us about some of this research that you're finding about how these small screens are affecting us.
Well, it's a big issue, and it's actually broader than the screens, but I think that's the most common manifestation is we're becoming addicted to our smartphones. And the research shows that it really goes back to, and, you know, let me just add that this is an issue for me personally, so I speak from my own experience as well. It's, there's that siren call of the smartphone and, you know, what you're missing out. And it really goes back to a chemical that's produced called dopamine. It stimulates the reward center of the brain. It produces a sense of excitement. It's very short-term. It only lasts for, you know, less than half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only engaging with a smartphone, you know, things like email, gambling online, porn also does this. But also, there are certain foods, if we become addicted to food or drugs or nicotine.
Now, wait
alcohol,
a minute. I didn't know we were going to talk about ice cream and donuts here. So, that's off the table.
I know.
That's
I know
off the table, you. Mike. That's not part of this conversation. Because you stop preaching and started meddling when you start doing that.
those are temptations. Gambling, shopping, internet use, sex, exercise.
It's habit. It's habit, isn't it?
Work can even become that.
These are things that as you say, they deliver that dopamine, that shot of dopamine. I think we've all felt it at some point in time when we get a little thrill when we imagine that we're going to do something that's really fun coming up. We feel a little bit of a thrill in our, you know, inside, deep inside. That's probably the dopamine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what's interesting about it, Jim, is it's not actually doing the activity itself. It's the anticipation
right.
of the activity.
That's
it motivates us to do the activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shuts off when we're doing that activity. So, but what we're finding is that the healthy leaders have a mix of, you know, they have moderate amounts of dopamine, too, because it motivates them to get things done, and that's good. But then they also have a group of chemicals that are more present-oriented than future-oriented, like dopamine. And it includes serotonin, oxytocin, endorphins, mm-hmm. endocannabinoids, they're called. And they've collectively been called the here-and-now chemicals rather than the future-oriented chemicals like dopamine. And they produce another positive emotion, which is contentment. And if you're just always chasing the future, that can become unhealthy and addictive. And so having a balance of positive emotions that come from, you know, getting things done, but also having being present with people and mm-hmm. in relationships.
That's one of the big things that you miss.
That produces long-term health.
That's what I was talking about the dinners and everything. I mean, we're missing. It's a lack of respect for the moment, for the memory that you could build with this meal, the conversation that doesn't happen when people are on their phones, and I just think the biggest thing that's lost is we lose the ability to be in the present. And I'll tell you one thing, Mike, that I did however long ago, 97. I started using email in 97, early 97, and the first time I set up email, I turned off the email sound notice, and I've never turned it back on. I've never turned it back on.
Right.
I never get a sound prompt with email. If email comes in, I don't know it until I check it.
Yeah, I turn off all those notifications.
All that stuff. I don't get prompts for news feeds. I don't take news feeds. I just check. I check with the publications that I read, from time to time. But I don't. My phone doesn't. The only two things that affect me with my phone with sound or a buzz or anything is number one, if I get a call or if I get a text. And I don't get a ton of texts like some people do. And those are the only.
You know, the designers.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The designers of these things, they understand how dopamine works.
Yeah.
And they build in the designs. You know, the notifications. They deliver dopamine.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we have
because if you don't click, they don't eat.
Staying away from them.
That's right. What I tell people. If you don't click, they don't eat. And so whatever they can do, and the problem though is you and I can reason. And can avoid these things if we want to, but the children, that's where the problem is. And they've designed these things to affect the children, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
We're going to talk about that some more after the break. Mike, I need your website, please.
ConnectionCulture.com.
Check it out, folks. The books are there. We're going to talk some more about this smartphone addiction. Well, how bad is it, and how do you fix it? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.